Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you use promo code DNVR, new customers, you're going to get $150 in free bets if you place a $5 NBA pregame moneyline bet and your team wins. It's that simple with code DNVR and with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. I love this studio setup we have going on right now where you are in Denver and I am still in Philadelphia.
We're going to make this work. Let's give each other a high five here because, figure it out. Come on, figure it out. No, you can come. No, other hand, other direction. There we go.
You know
all right.
I see a screen for you.
There we go. That's it. I know your hand should be coming in screen for me. It's technology. It's 2022 and we're just marveling at the impressiveness of this. We're going to marvel at the folks over on Twitter, what they've been doing for us on DNVR Rockies. Take a look at some of our surveys. See if we can predict maybe which Hall of Famers are going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Well, not inducted yet, but elected to the Hall of Fame on Sunday. That's coming up. And then, Susie, I'm going to talk your ear off a little bit about some weird random information, and we're just going to riff. We're going to riff.
Patrick? No.
Yes. I've got some things to say. And we've got rumors. We also have got plenty of rumors. But one thing that is a fact is, to pull from a Gary Goldman special. We know in this economy, Gary Goldman, let's give him credit where credit is due. I don't know if you're a big Gary Goldman fan. I am. He's one of my top three favorite stand-up comedians. But he also has a bit about...
I don't know if you're familiar with his work.
No, I mean, he's helped popularize the phrase in this economy, basically about how
I thought I popularized that phrase.
Well, you've kept it alive. It was dipping in popularity, and then you helped, give it a lot more relevance in today's day and age.
Oh my gosh, I've been quoting a guy that I don't even know.
Gary Goldman, look him up. But he was somewhere in one of his bits was talking about Steve Jobs and how much money like losing $1 million is to him. And it's like, it's like finding a nickel in your pocket and whatnot. But for him to actually lose something substantial would be like losing a $30 million bill in his pocket. And well, as it turns out, the Colorado Rockies just found a $30 million bill in an old jacket pocket, just sitting in their closet. They reached in and lo and behold, Disney has now purchased the remaining 15% of MLB's BAMTech. And each team, as far as we know, it's going to be divvied up evenly amongst the 30 teams. Rockies have now $30 million just in an old jacket pocket.
That's nice. Like an entire payroll if you're the Oakland A's. That's huge.
That's 26 players worth of value. You're right. That's great. And so obviously the logical question is, how will they spend that $30 million? Are they going to, break it down a little bit, get some change, and then stick it back, some of it back in their coat pocket for another day? Or will they reinvest some of it either into the payroll and how much of it is going to be for this year versus next year and years beyond? How much of it goes to the analytics department and things of that nature? We don't know. Do you have any inklings as far as what they might do? Just kind of spread it around evenly?
Let's talk about what we could do with $30 million because that is, there's so much you can do with that. That's, another party deck maybe. I don't know how much party decks cost, but
it's a down payment on a party deck at least. I'm with you on that.
A party.
It could be. It's not enough to have a retractable roof, as you know, some people have suggested. Maybe a retractable tarp. You know, $30 million. Yeah, low budget.
Or maybe they'll just buy 3 million tequila shots and call it a day.
That could be. I'd be down with that. Could buy a minor league franchise with that, right? You know, a lot of, you know, the Dodgers own a lot of their minor league affiliates. Atlanta, I think, owns every single one of them. Although actually they did, and then they did just recently sell some of them. So I don't know if owning your minor league affiliates has quite the same buzz as before. Hartford Yard Goats, they have to be pretty expensive, and I also don't know if that ownership group is looking to necessarily sell, even if they get a good offer, right?
They are, because, the Solomon family owns them, and so the one guy owns the Yard Goats, and then his dad owns the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. So it's like a whole, like, family of minor league teams going on in the Eastern League.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, maybe you sell part of the team, you know, to the Rockies, and you go and take that investment and you then buy the Portland Sea Dogs, things of that nature. Look, I can help out. I can be a consultant for the Solomon family if they need it, if they want to spread their money a little bit further and own possibly every team in the Northeast, in the Eastern League. I can help them out. I know some of those teams. So, Binghamton Rumble parties?
Any of them.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Again, something we can ask Bill Schmidt next week, what he's going to do with his new Schmidt Bucks. I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to talk to Bill.
I'm excited to see if he's actually going to be printing out some Schmidt Bucks. I think I'd be very excited to see what fans could do. You come to the ballpark, you get some Schmidt Bucks. How many do you need, you know, to buy a hot dog or to buy a Helton burger? I don't know.
Well, we know a lot of the park is cashless anyway, so.
Until the Schmidt Buck, it could be.
Until
all right.
The Schmidt Buck.
Let's dive into some retweet recaps. Our new favorite segment, or my favorite segment.
I didn't know that this is a thing. I'm excited.
We did it once before. We need an official graphic on the way. We'll see if we can get one of those. But a question that just went out yesterday after talking with Richie Schaefer, who played with the Sky Sox, had an interesting story about getting an Airbnb at about 4 o'clock in the morning and being woken up when the sun rose by an interesting critter, if you will, a 500-pound critter in the backyard at his Airbnb. So that kind of sparked the idea of, hey, what's your favorite Rockies minor league team from the region? Only 5% of the people had Grand Junction Rockies. I mean,
wow.
I would guess probably what is 5% of the state is on the western slope of Colorado. What's the population
probably.
Numbers on that?
Population-wise, yeah, that makes sense.
Could be. Casper Ghosts, people still, again, probably similar population up there in Casper, maybe less than the Western Slope. Yet, people are diehards, 19% support them. Isotopes, 30%, but first place, the Rockies affiliate that they still love the most, Colorado Springs Sky Sox. First loves diehard.
The one that got away.
Yeah, the one, yeah, it got away because it's now affiliated or rather a partner league now and no longer in affiliated baseball, unfortunately. Off the map altogether on the ladder. Went from AAA,
yes, exactly.
The top rung, down to the bottom, and now no longer, not even on the step stool.
Not even called the Sky Sox anymore either. We got to remember, they're the Vibes now.
That's right. Rocky Mountain Vibes. How does the World Baseball Classic compare to the World Cup? We talked about that on Monday. Long conversation, right? It's the offseason yet. We went on for an hour and a half, 2 hours. This should have been a premium podcast with a special, you know, pay-per-view purchasing price for it because we had a lot to say about what baseball can learn from the World Cup. So we put it out there and said, all right, how does the World Baseball Classic compare with the World Cup? It'll never be better than the World Cup, 26%. It's got a long way to go, 30%. And then 36% of the people, so about a third, said actually it's already better than the World Cup. That kind of surprised me, but then when I thought about how some people view soccer in general, maybe that makes sense. Those are just people that are just like, I don't care about the World Cup. I don't care about soccer. World Baseball Classic is just better.
You know what? So first of all, I feel like this poll tells me nothing because like it's a... for the most part, it's pretty even, but the answers are so extreme. Like, it'll never be better, and, like, only 10% more said it's already better. So it's just, like, this is, like, all over the place. But that being said, I can definitely see where people are coming from when they say it's already better. Also, when you look at just, like, I mean, like, we've heard so much, so many things about, like, the corruption in FIFA, you know, over the past, you know, actually the last World Cup, so, or this current one, rather. But, yeah, I mean, you don't hear about that kind of drama with the World Baseball Classic.
No, it's true. If there's any kind of shenanigans or cheating, everyone's doing it. So it's okay. It's fair. It's fine. Which member of the Rockies' 40-man roster is most valuable to the organization right now? On Thanksgiving, dropped a little free, ad-free edition of the DNVR Rockies podcast. We were talking a couple weeks ago, Susie, about if there was a, you know, an expansion draft, because we just celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Rockies expansion draft back in 1992. And sort of, you know, who would the Rockies need to keep? Who would you be okay exposing to the draft because maybe a team would pass up on that player and so you would still end up getting to keep that player? So which player is most valuable? And I thought the results were interesting, maybe even a little bit surprising, somewhat balanced in where folks thought the most valuable player on the Rockies were right now.
Yeah, it's definitely not Chris Bryant. I am not surprised that Tovar got the most with 37% of the vote, because I feel like right now the best way to be a Rockies fan is to be hopeful for the future. That's like the only way you can do it and stay sane. So that lines up, because Tovar is very much the future right now.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Marquez was second at 30%, because again, can't have enough starting pitching in Colorado, and there's usually not enough. I was surprised in two things. One, maybe that Kyle Freeland got a ton of support. I mean, 15% might not be a lot, but when you look at the other candidates, they were all great. So I thought this was a pretty evenly matched poll, but he got 15%. Chris Bryant actually got a little bit more. He got 18%. So I was kind of surprised with after the year that KB23 had last year, you thought people would be down on him. And maybe they are still down on him because he only got 18%. But still, I thought that was kind of an interesting result there.
Yeah, cool. Definitely very interesting. Very surprised to see support for Chris Bryant right now in this economy.
In this economy, that's right. Who will make the postseason first between the Rockies and the Diamondbacks? Same year, 7%. So basically, that's a tie. Rockies 33% and the Diamondbacks got 40%. Our fans, DNVR Rocky fans, Colorado Rockies baseball fans had to say, yeah, the Diamondbacks might be going to the postseason before the Rockies, but not by a ton, 40% to 33%.
Not by a ton, yeah. I gotta say, I kind of am siding with the majority of voters. I hate to say it though, but I think that's a good perception of what's going on right now.
Look, Rockies fans are not only just great baseball fans, they're smart fans too, so you have to give them that. If the Rockies do not sign Brandon Nimmo, how you feel about their offseason? 26% said inexcusable, so like that just can't happen. You have to get that guy done. Whereas 40% said you could get other guys and it could still be positive. And I think that's the right take, is that, you know, obviously that's been the name that continues to be floated out there, and you want that to be the guy, and you say, okay, he checks off all of the right boxes for the Rockies. But if that doesn't happen, and especially if you avoid a really bad contract there, which could be if all of these teams are negotiating and getting in on Nimmo, you say, well, you can still make other moves that can balance that out and still be happy with the offseason. So I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think this offseason is a wash if the Rockies don't get Brandon Nimmo, because, I mean, he's the one of the bells of the ball right now. Everyone's going to be throwing so much money at him. The Rockies would have to probably overcompensate for what's going on and throw even more, and that would probably not work out in the long run. So, yeah, I think let's not be married to Brandon Nimmo.
No. And as Will points out in the comments, you get Cody Bellinger, even if it's only 1 year, you go, well, that's not going to necessarily make you feel better about 2024, 2025. Brandon Nimmo's an all-star doing things for the Blue Jays or Dodgers, whoever it may be. But at least for right now, you say you solve the problem with what's going on, and you will have to address it again more than likely this time next offseason. But still, you can more than make up for, you know, not getting the number one guy on your wish list. All right, which of these statements about the NL West will be true this offseason? Padres win the winter again, only 12%. LA gets Aaron Judge and more, 22%. Aaron Judge goes home to San Francisco, 25%, and winning the poll, Rockies make a shock signing, 41%.
Ooh, wow. These are crazy, crazy predictions for what will happen in the NL West this offseason. I can't wrap my mind around this right now. I feel like I wonder, okay, I don't think the Padres could win winter again, because I feel like they've put a lot into what they got at the trade deadline. I don't think they're winning winter again. It's just not possible. Even with their extra $30 million. Oof, a lot of Judge stuff. A lot of people thinking Judge will end up in the NL West.
Yeah. And again, with these polls, again, they are not official polls by any means, where you say
no, of course not, no. But I'm just like, oh wow, like when you put it that way, I'm getting a little anxious thinking about Judge in the NL West.
Yeah, and what I mean to say about them not being official is that are people kind of, you know, voting with their heart? Or are they voting with their mind as far as what will be true? They might not want LA to get Aaron Judge and then some. But even though they might know, yeah, that's probably something like that's going to happen. I don't think Judge, we haven't really heard the Dodgers and Judge linked, but that doesn't mean it can't happen necessarily, right?
No, like, you know what? We said this the other day. The Dodgers they link to everyone.
they are.
They link themselves to everyone.
The LA Linkers, that's who they are. And then finally, which of these left-handed bats, some of them are switch hitters, but still, they can bat from the left-hand side. Would you want the Rockies to acquire in a trade the most? Only 8%, Jake McCarthy, the new young boy of the Diamondbacks. Aaron Hicks, switch hitter from the Yankees, 11%. Anthony Santander, another guy that the Orioles might be looking to deal, 22% switch hitter. And with a whopping 60%, Mike Yastrzemski. He'd look pretty good in purple.
I like all of these except the Aaron Hicks one. What has Aaron Hicks done lately? No offense, respectfully. But
not lately. I think he could be cheap coming from the Yankees. They'd pay down some of his contract because he has, I won't even say maybe like 4 more years guaranteed on his deal. And you might even be able to get a decent prospect from the Yankees as well to say, hey, we're going to pay down this money. And we need to get this money off the books. So we'll give you one of our prospects, like bottom line. We'll give you maybe international signing bonus money. These are some of the things that the Yankees can use to their advantage. They always seem to have prospects somewhere in the pipeline. They do a good job in the international free agent market.
They do.
Could work.
All right. Okay. You've got me sold. I would not be opposed to a deal like that. Bring it up to Bill when you see him next week.
Yeah, trade proposals at the winter meeting. Hey, have you thought about this? This guy's good. Can you get him? Yeah, they don't listen to us like that. And unfortunately.
I mean, you know.
Look, if they did listen to us, Raimel Tapia would still be a Colorado Rocky. Okay, head on down to the corner of Colfax in York to the DNVR bar. Man, Saturday is the day. Team USA against Netherlands. Can they take down the Dutch? I think they can. It's going to be a vibe regardless. Get here early, 21 and up. We're okay with having kids at the bar once in a while for this event. It needs to be 21 and up, undoubtedly. It's got to be. Got to be that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be popping off. So make sure you join us for that. If you are a diehard and you're signed up to the dnvr.com, officially, you know you get diehards level only content. The diehard only Discord, we've got all kinds of wonderful conversations. Susie, I didn't realize the other day that you had already, not spilled the beans, but you had already talked about it before we discussed it on the podcast, that we're going to do a watch along to A League of Their Own, the series. I didn't realize that you'd put it in that morning.
I had put, yeah, I had mentioned it in the Discord. So just our diehards only had heard about it. So yeah, no, put it out there. I'm excited to start watching it. We got to figure out when we're actually going to start watching it, but we both have Amazon Prime.
Oh yeah. Not to brag. Not to brag, right? Respectfully.
Not to brag.
Respectfully, we've got that. When you're locked into thednvr.com, you also get 20% off the tailgates and all the different parties that we've got going on, party buses, you name it, as well as 20% off all the gear at dnvrlocker.com. You can also save yourself a couple bucks because FOCO is back, you know, just like Fort Collins. But FOCO, we're actually talking about the leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merchandise. They've got a product line that includes apparel, accessories, toys, collectibles, novelty items, and more. They've got the 2022 Stanley Cup Championship gear from the Avs, the Jokic back-to-back MVP bobblehead, one of my favorites, and then our very own Rockies City Connect bobbleheads too. FOCO always has our back for Colorado sports, and they've got yours too. So get the best gear around by using the link in our description. For all non-presale items, use promo code DNVR for 10% off. Breckenridge Brewery has collabed with Never Summer Snowboards to release their newest beer, Fun Slinger Lager. I love the name, I love the logo, and I love what they're doing with Never Summer Snowboards. They're giving one of those bad boys away. Again, it's two Colorado companies right here in our backyard. Can't go wrong with the beer or the boards. Fun Slinger is a beer born out of two Colorado companies. As I said, you can find them at breckbrew.com to find where Fun Slinger can be found near you. And also, show some love to the Christmas ale. It's that time of year for that. The chill of winter calls for beer with extra flavor and strength. It's the Christmas ale. Also got to mention Breck Brew. They've got their Nice List sweepstakes, a huge holiday giveaway you should check out. The link has been added to our show descriptions. Breck Brew, it's their time. It's their time to shine.
I got to figure out where I looked up the Breck Brew locations near my sister's house in Charlotte, but now I need to figure out where I can Breck Brew close to me in Philly.
You are traveling the globe. You're trotting the globe.
Oh my gosh. They've got Breck Brew at my childhood pizza place, Pinocchio's. What? They've got it all over Philly. All right, I'm good.
Pinocchio's the Italian chain restaurant? No, probably
it's
not.
It's a standalone, just one Italian. It's just one pizza place in Media, Pennsylvania.
It's a guy named Pinocchio, as opposed to.
It's a guy named Pinocchio. It's a very common name in Philly.
Really?
Yeah.
Pinocchio's a common. I,
there were like six Pinocchios in my grade.
That's amazing. What's a nickname for Pinocchio? If you were like, I don't want to be Pinocchio L or Pinocchio T. Just call me Noke. What's the nickname?
Penny's a good one. Penny's a good one.
You're making Oki. This up.
Oki's a good one.
You are making this up. Six Pinocchios? Dude, you're
very
you're too
common
much.
Name. Anyone from Philly listening, please hop in and back me up.
If your name is Pinocchio on your driver's license, Susie and myself will buy you a free Breck Brew down at the DNVR. Put it on the list of things that is going to earn you a free beer. That's another one of the benefits of being a diehard. All kinds of opportunities for freebies.
Yes. We have all these qualifiers for if you have this one weird thing going on, we will buy you a beer. No, if you come into the DNVR bar and your legal name is Pinocchio, I will buy you a beer.
And if you are wearing a black vest Ezekiel Tovar jersey, you get to be a co-host for the day on the show. But you've got to have two of those things going on. I like our odds, Susie. Don't worry. We can make these false promises if the odds slant in our favor. Trust me.
I think that would actually be so fun to just bring a rando on to co-host the show. And his only qualification is he got the jersey we wanted him to get.
I'd be down with that. But there would also have to be a game within the game where we could see who says the name Pinocchio more times during the show. So Pinocchio, I'm wondering, when you go to a game, Pinocchio, do you get a hot dog or do you get a pretzel Pinocchio? And just see how many times we can force feed the name Pinocchio out there into the waves, into the airwaves.
I hope someone legally changes their name to Pinocchio just to make this happen.
Well, Pinocchio Mattingly is on the Veterans Committee ballot to go in the Hall of Fame. Excuse me, Don Mattingly is one of the names on the ballot. He actually was recently named the bench coach for the Toronto Blue Jays. So they are loading up. And, you know, we kind of both thought that Toronto was going to have a big year in 2022. You know, got to the postseason, but didn't happen for them. They are going all in. I think that's one of the reasons they've targeted Brandon Nimmo. But Sunday we find out at 6 p.m. Mountain Time who is going to be part of the new class, the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee. There's 16 people on the committee, a couple former Atlanta players there, a lot of guys from the 1980s as well. We'll see what happens. Fred McGriff seems to be the one guy that everyone seems to think he's going to be the one that will definitely get in from the group. I think Curt Schilling has a shot too, as surprising as that might be. He's got the numbers. He's got the resume. I think there's a chance he could also get in.
I mean, he's got the resume, but I feel like he's a little off the rails outside of his baseball stuff.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think that is one reason that you know, he didn't get the votes from the BBWAA, from journalists, from media that might be more left-leaning. Curt Schilling is more right-leaning. I don't know if that he's radical exactly or not. I haven't really searched out all the things that he said. He might be a little bit more radical, but he's on the right. The media might be more on the left, so he didn't get the votes. And in fact, his last year, he went out and said, don't vote for me. I don't want to get in. But right now, he has got 16 people on a committee. They might be more right-leaning. They are, you know, they are baseball executives that are in that upper tax bracket that, you know, might want to hold on to their cash a little bit more, like Republican folks are tend to known to do. So perhaps they don't care about him going up there and making his speech in Cooperstown and saying some things and maybe making it political. They might not be concerned with that because they might believe what he's saying. That's why I think he could have a chance.
I mean, the other thing is when you tell people to not vote for you, that reverse psychology works.
Yeah, maybe. Very well could be. Fred McGriff, 493 homers over 19 seasons with the Jays, Padres, Atlanta, Devil Rays, Cubs, and Dodgers. I actually forgot that he had played with the Cubs for a minute. So there's Palmeiro is another guy who's a former Cub ever so briefly, but could have two guys possibly going in the Hall there from Chicago. Five Gold Gloves. No, he didn't win five Gold Gloves. He won much fewer than that. He was All-Star Game MVP in 94, was a part of that Atlanta team that won the World Series and finally broke through there in 95, led the league in homers twice while compiling a .377 career on base percentage. 800 RBI campaigns, that should not be looked at with a side eye. Crime dog, Fred McGriff, he was one of the best at first base. Never the best, but always in the mix with one of the best first basemen. I think he's going to get in. I think he's going to get the 12 votes.
Yeah, that means something. I think so. I think you're right on this one. God, 19 seasons. That's so many seasons.
Yeah, no doubt. We've talked about Dale Murphy could possibly get in, become the second member of the Colorado Rockies to get in. That's obviously a weird one. A lot of teams have those weird guys. I mean, Fred McGriff, again, if you had pressed me and said, what is every team that Fred McGriff has played for? I would not have come up with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I'm a Fred McGriff fan. Yet, the Dodgers will be able to say, hey, we've got one more Hall of Famer. It's just a weird quirk that happens. So, you know what? If the Rockies can get a guy in like that played in 12 games. I forget what the number is, but not very long. He only had like 24 plate appearances with the Rockies in 1993 before he hung it up. Why not take it? You take the W on that one.
Listen, we don't have a lot, so if you have it, take it, celebrate it. If this happens, I hope he gets a parade in Denver. It would be the dumbest thing ever. I can't wait.
any of these rumors do anything for you? Xander Bogaerts and San Diego Padres are linked. Wilson Contreras and the Astros. Trey Turner and the Philadelphia Phillies, as well as Carlos Rodon and the New York Mets. That's the scuttlebutt.
I like the scuttlebutt. The scuttlebutt is juicy today. I like Trey Turner with the Phillies. I know there's been a lot of conversations about him potentially ending up there. Xander Bogaerts would be interesting to see in our division. Yeah, these could pan out.
Yeah.
I like these rumors.
Super producer Kale, can we have a sub headline of the show being, quote, "The scuttlebutt is juicy"? I think that would do good in our numbers here in the algorithm. Other big news, Miguel Cabrera has decided 2023 will be his final season.
Why did I think that like 2022 was going to be his final season? Why did I think that?
Well, he got his 3,000th hit and everyone was celebrating. They're like, oh, he finally got it. And so, yeah, there was like a vibe of like, you know, the end of it. You know, he got to the end of the 3,000 hits. But mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I think a lot of people probably would. I think that also he might have last year might have even been the last year of his deal. I'm not sure. I think he had one more year. Yeah, I think he still has 2023 on the books. He's making a pretty penny, but he'll have his farewell tour. And do you know where that farewell tour is going to stop, Susie?
It's definitely stopping in beautiful Denver, Colorado.
It is June 30th and July 1st and 2nd. So that's a weekend series there. Detroit will come to Colorado. I think that might be the first time since like 2017. First time in a while. So the Rockies will be able to, you know, give him a little placard from the right field auxiliary scoreboard. And maybe, mm-hmm. just maybe, if they like Miguel Cabrera enough, they will also give him a suite for a weekend at the Broadmoor. Maybe. I don't know. They might do that.
Maybe. Well, listen, they've already set the standard. They did it for Pujols and Yadier Molina. So I feel like if Miguel Cabrera comes to Colorado and doesn't get those things, he'll be like, okay, I have been snubbed severely, and it will be a huge piece of drama. So I think he'll also get his stay at the Broadmoor.
I think we've got two months straight where we've referenced the Broadmoor. So have you ever been there? I know you've been to Monarch. I know you've checked out the new hotel casino up in Black Hawk. Yeah. But have you gone to the Broadmoor?
I've never been to the Broadmoor, but you know, I've heard amazing things about it. If only maybe the Rockies will give me a stay at the Broadmoor. I don't know what I would have to do to receive such a gift, but I'm going to work on it.
Yeah, you are only 3,000 hits away from getting a free trip to the Broadmoor from the Colorado Rockies. So, Susie, that's it. Start working this off season, you know.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna get over to the cages right after the show.
That's it. Yeah. No, you can do that. Batting cages are a good place to go for baseball. Top Golf is a good place to go for golf. But there's only one place for the best golf gear. That's, of course, Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. Love our Pins and Aces golf gear. Dropped some new stuff on Black Friday. They even had some Rockies colorways, which I absolutely love. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, even our favorite beer sleeve where you can place and or hide a bunch of seltzers and beers inside your golf bag. They're also going to keep them cold. It's fantastic. Head over to pinsandaces.com and use code DNVR to receive 15% off your first order and get free shipping at pinsandaces.com. I know Susie started her day off with one scoop that has 75 high-quality vitamins, whole food source superfoods, adaptogens, probiotics, minerals, you name it. And that scoop, Athletic Greens. That's the only scoop that I know that has 75 of those things in it, right?
Yo, nothing is like Athletic Greens. Nothing hypes me up more every morning than my little green juice.
Yeah, and again, a lot of people don't like the taste of just regular water or water, depending. You're used to hearing people say water, but water might not. It just has no flavor. You actually throw Athletic Greens in that first thing in the morning. A cold cup of water too, boom. It'll actually taste really nice for you. I think you'll enjoy it. It won't be like, oh, I got to take medicine. And no. This is good stuff. They've got the recipe down pat. And don't.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that because
green,
I am pat.
It's like a lot of green juices, green powders, all kinds of health drinks. But like a lot of them taste weird. Athletic Greens actually tastes amazing. No. So
it's good. Yeah, it's legit.
You get that information whenever you want.
Yeah. No, it's legit good, and they're legitimately giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Rockies. If you just go to athleticgreens.com, you're still going to get a good deal. You're still going to get the good product, but they're going to only hook you up if you use athleticgreens.com slash Rockies. And then we hear from them, oh, Susie and Patrick, they're doing such an amazing job. They hooked up so many different people. We like that. It makes us feel good.
If I don't get validated, I will freak the heck out.
Yes.
Please use the code.
Please use it. AthleticGreens.com/Rockies. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And also, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. That's where I go all throughout the holiday season. I also use them for the NBA as well, because that's getting going. That's getting fired up. Nuggets, Suns on Christmas. Shoot, we still got like 4 weeks until that date. But I'm looking forward to that. So many unknowns in the NBA right now. But when I'm looking to get in on the action, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, you need to know that new customers can bet $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win their game, and you get $150 in free bets if they do. They've got the same game parlays where you add more legs and you win more bucks. It's that simple with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's fantastic. It's the way to go. All you got to do is download the app right now and sign up with promo code DNVR. You place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on the NBA, and if your team wins, pick the biggest favorite if you want. There's nothing against that. Pick the guaranteed game of the week. That's the way to go. They're going to hook you up with $150 in free bets if that team wins. And they're going to win because you're going to make a good pick on that. Free bets. Free bets is the way to go. And go to DNVR Bets, where they're also going to tell you which teams to win. I got to give a shout out to Andre and RK. I love what they're doing. Code DNVR, of course, for that on DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, Susie.
Love it.
Wynton Bernard made his debut. How did I get on this topic? Oh, I was doing a little research, and Noah Davis made his debut, and he made his debut on the final day of the regular season. And as it turns out, he's the last player to actually debut this year. So if you look at all the players who debuted, he's the last one on the list.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's cool. Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cool. And I always, you know, I think we've talked about it here before, that players, they've got a number that they've debuted. So Noah Davis, the 22,858th player in Major League Baseball history. So that's exactly how many have played in Major League Baseball, because Noah Davis is the last. And so some guys have gotten that number tattooed on their body. Yep. And then a couple years ago, when Major League Baseball included the Negro Leagues as part of the major leagues, everybody's number moved back by about 2,000. So that's kind of interesting too. But I thought that was cool. Of course, clicked on the debut and did a little sorting about players who have made their debut. Did you know there were two players this year who made their debut this year, born in the 1980s?
That seems I'm old. Actually very surprised by this, because people born in the 80s, ancient, should be dead at this point, just like so elderly. And it's incredible that they are still making strides in Major League Baseball.
Don't give up, right? Don't give up. This could be one of the last years that we have a player from the 1980s make their major league debut. So the oldest was Jason Krzan from the Giants. He played ball at Pflugerville High School. The famous. I mean, they produce nothing but ballers at Pflugerville High in Texas. Pflugerville with a P.
Who else
also
is from Pflugerville?
Nobody. I just like the name Pflugerville High School. I need to go get a Pflugerville hoodie sweatshirt just to support them. He went to Dallas Baptist University, where he broke Colorado Rockies legend Brad Hopp's record of 36 doubles, was an eighth round pick by the Tigers, was a Rule 5 draft pick by Oakland, but COVID happened right after that, so he never got his chance. Finally, he got his opportunity this year after, coincidentally, two players went on the COVID IL, was placed on the 40-man roster, debuted at the age of 33, got his first big league hit 2 days later, and then was immediately sent down to AAA and has yet to appear in another big league game. But he's got one official base hit.
COVID giveth and COVID taketh away.
He's got one. He's in the books because he's played, and he's got his hit. That's great. Good for him.
Good for him.
Absolutely.
Good for him. 33. Right. Ancient.
Second oldest. Another old dude. He's 32. Huascar Brazoban. Question, Susie. Is Huascar Brazoban a double unique, single unique, or not unique at all?
This guy's got to be a double unique. He has to be Patrick. Please tell me he is.
Susie, he is a no unique. I haven't been able to stump you in months. Months, Susie. So there's only one other Huascar Inoa for Atlanta. He's still active. And there was a Yancy, not Almonte, but a Yancy Brazoban. That's it. So only one last name guy. Not a unique at all. Huascar Brazoban. How about that?
Wow, I'm shooketh.
And now, does this name ring a bell to you at all?
You know Brazoban? What? Apparently he was a yard goat in 2017, the first season that the yard goats actually played at Dunkin' Donuts Park in Hartford. I have no recollection of this man. I feel awful, but like I don't remember his time in Hartford at all.
Well, you do because you said it. It was obviously there in the recesses of your mind. You will never forget a yard goat. Yeah, he was actually signed by the Rockies in 2011 as an international amateur free agent. He only got as high as double A with Colorado, was out of affiliated baseball after 2017. So on his baseball reference page from 2018 to 2021, absolutely nothing. Signed with Miami this year. And he ended up pitching 32 innings this year to a 3.09 ERA. It was actually pretty damn good.
Not bad. That's pretty shocking. It's a lot to go from, you know, no affiliated baseball whatsoever to, you know, 32 innings.
He was a yard goat. So obviously he has to be good.
Yes, every yard goat is good.
All right, 13 other players, I'm not going to talk about all of them, debuted this year at the age of 30 or older. God bless them. So Fernando Cruz was a sixth-round pick by the Royals in 2007. He was drafted in 2007 and only made his debut this year.
That is committed to the grind right there. He is married to the game.
He was a sixth-round pick, again, to underline and underscore how wild that is. Also selected in the sixth round that year, Anthony Rizzo, who was extended by the Cubs and had a couple extra years onto his deal, and then still, you know, got to free agency before this guy even, you know, made his debut. That's crazy. Jake Arrieta, also drafted in 2007. He retired. Like he had a whole career and is retired. Steve Cishek has 10 years of service time. Steve Cishek has already locked in his pension before this guy has even debuted. How wild is that?
This is crazy. Yeah, I mean,
baseball.
I respect anyone who's like stayed in that long and who can finally see it all pay off. Because yeah, dudes have made it and retired already in the time that he's been, you know, just grinding in the minors.
He's rubbing his hands together now, finally, like, all right, I can make that sweet minimum wage in Major League Baseball. It's something. All right, Wynn Bernard, fourth oldest to debut this season, as we know. Went to Niagara University. Matt Brash of the Seattle Mariners. He's a guy there's been some scuttlebutt about possibly being a trade chip. Second scuttlebutt reference here on the show. He's also from Niagara, Matt Brash, who also debuted this year. Susie. Now I'm quizzing you again. I did not realize I had two quizzes here for you. Pop Sues. Okay. How many different countries has Wynn Bernard played in his career? And we're not going to count Canada because that's not another country. It's America's hat.
Well, okay. Yeah, no. It's
because he's played in a lot of like winter leagues and, you know, to apply his craft there. How many can you name? I bet you'll name at least two, maybe three.
Okay, definitely Mexico. We know Mexico.
Got it.
Where else has he played? I mean, I'm going to guess he's played in the Dominican League.
Two. All right, here we go. You got this.
And has he played in Venezuela?
He has played in Venezuela. You need one more.
One more? Oh, my gosh. Where else has he played? I'm tapping out. Tell me.
He played in the same league that Adam McKillican is playing in right now for the Rockies. Adelaide, Brisbane are a couple of the teams.
The ABS.
There you go. ABL.
ABL.
Yeah, ABL. Australian Baseball League. That's right. He's got a lot of stamps on that passport.
I should have known that.
All right, fifth oldest was Robert Suarez. Pretty important. I don't even know that we even talked about it on the podcast. He just signed a five-year, $46 million contract with an opt-out after year three. He just debuted this season, and he's got that kind of leverage because
I talked about him on one of the Susie shows because his journey has been kind of crazy. I mean, he was, you know, just working, you know, some jobs in 20s and like finally made it happen. So yeah, Robert Suarez, good for him.
Yeah, he only officially turned pro at 24, playing in the Mexican League, then went to Japan, and then signed a two-year, $11 million deal by the Padres, opted out on the final year, and is getting paid quite nicely. So that's pretty good for a guy who just debuted. Sixth oldest, Kevin Hergit, no relation to the human glitch, Jimmy Hergit. He went to Keene University in New Jersey, first ever player to come out of Keene. Played Division III New Jersey Athletic Conference. Here are the teams in the New Jersey Athletic Conference. New Jersey City University. College of New Jersey. These are great names. Ramapo College. And let's not forget Stockton University, my alma mater.
No way. Oh, my gosh. Keene is so random. I mean, like, one of my friend's dads, like, was a professor at Keene. Like, that's so random.
There you go. Apparently, in men's tennis, in that conference, they also have a few affiliate schools, such as the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. In New Jersey, in the New Jersey Collegiate Conference, that's just strange. All right, you'll like this one here. Last guy that we'll highlight. Yeah. Seventh oldest, Mark Appel, as in the Mark Appel. Story of redemption, retired in February of 2018 at the age of 26, but returned in 2021. Didn't get a call-up. Wasn't very good in AA and AAA last year, but he finally debuted in 2022 and had some good numbers in 10 and a third innings pitched.
Yeah, I mean, was he a first overall draft pick?
He was drafted in the top 10 back-to-back years. Yeah, he was the eighth pick. In 2012, and then first overall, as you said, in 2013.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's just wild that it took him so long. It just shows you everyone's journey is so different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the path Raleigh Pint's on, too, where you're like, you're hoping for that redemption. You're hoping for him to make that debut. Now, also drafted in 2013 with Mark Appel, Aaron Judge, who's about to earn $300-plus million. John Gray, the third overall pick, when his contract is up with the Rangers, he'll have made $72 million. And Chris Bryant, the second overall pick, who at the end of his deal will have made $245.5 million in career earnings. Mark Appel earned the league minimum for a couple weeks or months in 2022. That's baseball.
That's brutal. That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
That's
brutal. Yeah, I figured out it... He accrued like 50 days of service time. If you're making the league minimum, you get about $3,700 per day if you're on a big league roster. And so he played 50 days, so he earned $188,000. Not bad. But he did have a $6.3 million signing bonus. And, you know, debuted with Philly this year, as we kind of discussed even in the World Series preview, all the guys who get a ring. He'll get an NL championship ring, which is kind of nice.
That's not bad. That's really not a bad way to have your first season in the big leagues.
Yeah, pretty good. Not bad for him. Mark Appel, not to be confused with another Philly pitcher in their system, Mick Abell. Mark Appel, Mick Abell, two different people. Just like
they are two different people. Yes, Mick Abell sounds like you're making like a counterfeit Mark Appel.
Might be. He's also a young high school prospect that was selected in the first round. Hopefully he doesn't go through those same struggles. But hey, speaking of counterfeit money, Schmidt Bucks, next week we find out if he can redeem them for some free agents. That's what we're going to find out next week. But we still got a show tomorrow. Susie showed, if you figured out what time you'll be going live on Friday.
It is 3:00 Mountain Time, so it's going to be a little bit earlier, but that just means we start happy hour a little earlier, because of course the Nuggets had to Correct. My normal time. But it'll be a good action-packed afternoon of sports.
Exciting.
And I'm going to kick it off.
Yeah. Again, DNVR Sports, that's the channel to go to on YouTube for that. On Twitter, for all the action, it's at DNVR underscore Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at.
And you can find me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been wonderful, but you know what they say about momentum.
What do they say?
The scuttlebutt is juicy. So we'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m.